it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the story behind your pet's name? All of this stemming from a great moment during last night's Kraken game.
I already know what I'm going to name my dog if I ever get one again.
You're thinking about it?
Forzy.
Forzy,
yeah.
That would be great. I'll even come over for the debut of Forzy. What kind of dog is it? Carlson with a chance. Hold on to your thought. The court got a piece of it. Maybe help from the pipe. And he'll get it out.
I'd get a Shih Tzu.
Of course you would. I'm not repeating that. It's too early in the season.
I love that. JT needs to get a dog so he can name it after John Forslund.
We need closure.
Forzy. We need a Forzy.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, what is the story behind your pet's name? Now, Steve, we have someone on hold who has named their pets after some very famous musicians you may have heard of.
Okay.
But first, we're going to check in with Andy in Puyallup. Andy, what is the story behind your pet's names?
All right. So we have two dogs. Both have very unique names. Our pit bull mastiff, we brought him home for our daughter's fifth birthday. She decided his name was John Cena. And his name was, it was only John Cena for about a week, and he was not responding to it at all. And I was like, sweetie, I don't think that's his name. So then she named him after my favorite basketball player. So our 9-year-old pit bull, his name is LeBron James.
I hope you call him by his full name all the time.
We call him everything. Bronny James. And yeah, when we're yelling at him, it's LeBron James.
Well, also, John Cena is a terrible name because you can't see John Cena. So that's probably why he never answered.
It was, yeah. And then the pit bull, the white lab that we just recently got, the puppy, my wife brought her home for Mother's Day. And the deal is I get to name dogs if you're going to bring animals into the world that are into our home. So her name is Rhea Ripley.
Named after a very attractive wrestler. That's a good call.
Thanks, Andy. Nikki from Linwood, what is the story behind your pet's names?
Hi. Well, I'm not sure it's a story so much, but I think the names are self-explanatory. I'm just a big rock fan, so I named my cats Tomcat Araya.
Yes.
Slayer.
And Eddie Shedder.
Oh, so great. Oh, Nikki, who's your favorite band?
Oh, it's got to be Pearl Jam. Yeah. I mean, I love the heavy metal, of course. I grew up on it. But when I got in the 90s and grunge came around, I haven't been able to ditch it. So Pearl Jam is, I've been to 17 of their, I'm up to 22 of their concerts at this point. So they're great.
You've seen them so many times, you forgot how many times you saw them.
Yes. 206-803-ROCK. Joey, you're in Everett. What is the story behind your pet's names?
Morning, everybody.
What's up, Joey?
This is kind of funny. So I have two Papillons. I don't know if you know what those dogs are, but they're like little 12-pounders. They're brothers. So the first one that we got, my ex, her son wanted to name him Don Quixote. I'm like, that's stupid. So I came up with Donkey, right? So short for Don Quixote. And then the other one, his brother that we got a year later, he wanted to call him Teddy. And I thought Theodore. Then I thought Theo. So I call him Ronnie James Theo. Oh
I love the creativity here.
I love the Rockaholics are really living up to that nickname because they're all like music based.
Charles and Puyallup, what is the story behind your pet's name?
Sorry, I don't have a music-themed story, but it's story nonetheless. I gave my children, my two daughters, the opportunity to name the firstborn cat from a litter of this stray that we took in. And my daughter was 6 years old, and my oldest daughter was 12 years old. And it came up with a weird name. The mother had really big nipples, so they ended up naming the kitten Mrs. Nipples for some reason. And that is stuck. That's forever on. She's been Mrs. Nipples.
So when people come over and you're like, Mrs. Nipples, get off of his lap, do they look at you like, what the hell is going on in your house?
Well, no, because they know that we're all effed up.
Fair. And oddly enough, that was Taryn Daly's nickname at WSU.
Sure was.
Yes.
Maria and Bobble, what is the story behind your pet's name?
Hi, my dog's name is Indy, and we adopted her from Texas during 2020 because it was just a bad year for everyone. Mm-hmm. And so when we were watching Indiana Jones a couple of days before we got the dog, and we thought to ourselves, we're going to change the name because Indy is a weird name for a dog. And we were trying to introduce my twin boys to Indiana Jones, and they're 6 years old. At the end of the movie, Sean Connery plays Indiana Jones' dad, and he calls him Henry, and Harrison Ford goes, Dad, the name's Indy. And Sean Connery goes, Indiana was the dog. And we all started laughing and said, we're keeping the name.
Yeah, it's meant to be, right?
Yeah, you got to keep it with Indy.
Oh, boy, do you think old man Kenny is on the line? Do you think it has to do with marijuana?
Old man Kenny, I'm afraid to ask. What is the story behind your pet's name?
God, Migs, you got me so pegged. Back in 2005, I used to grow the green gonge. And my wife's ex-husband was breeding chihuahuas up in Mount Vernon. So she wanted a chihuahua. We went up to pick a litter for an ounce of weed. Trade the dog for the weed. We're about in Everett coming home. My wife says, what are we going to name him? I said, well, what did we just trade for him? She said, an ounce of weed. I said, yeah, his name's OZ the Wonder Dog. I'm looking at his picture right now. 13 years he lived. OZ the Wonder Dog.
Well, smoke one in honor of him today.
R.I.P. OZ.
The Daily Mix Show.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.